We have taken too long with the ninth chapter, but that is appropriate because it is Raja Vidya Raja Guhya Yoga. So it is the chapter which deals with the supreme knowledge, Raja Vidya, the royal knowledge, and that too Raja Guhya, the supreme secret, what is called secret of secrets. And as we found out, the verses number 4 and 5, which are the most difficult verses of the Bhagavad Gita, which require a lot of elucidation. And this chapter also gives you a synthesis of three yogas: Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. So this one chapter gives you integral knowledge of the integral divine and gives you an integral path to attain to the integral knowledge and integral divine. So you might say this is the summit. The summit of the entire teaching. And that's why this chapter deserves to be dealt with in such a elaborate manner. You will see also in the 10th chapter again, there is a summary of the 9th chapter. Because Sri Krishna will tell Arjuna that I shall tell you once again the supreme word. The word which has been explained in the 9th chapter, in order to make sure to Arjuna that that knowledge is precisely seized by the mind of Arjuna, to make it sure, he says, Bhuyaha Shunu Me Vachaha. Once again, you listen to that word. So once again in the 10th chapter, there is a summary of the 9th chapter. But let us still continue with the 9th chapter, because we had only done first five verses of the 9th chapter. The other verses of this chapter are not very difficult, but you will see in the rest of the verses an elucidation of the three yogas. The statement of the integral knowledge and then the statement of the three yogas, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and Jnana Yoga. But these three yogas are given in such a way that they can be integrated. And there is a greater emphasis upon the unity of jnana and bhakti. The reason is that the union of karma and jnana, action and knowledge, was already expounded fully in the first six chapters. The union of action and knowledge was the theme of the first six chapters. From chapter number 7 to 12, the theme is of the union of knowledge and devotion as continued with the union of action and knowledge. That is why in this chapter particularly, which is a kind of a summit of the Bhagavad Gita, you might say, the secret of secrets is given here. Raja Guhya is given. The supreme secret is given. There you will find an integration of knowledge, devotion and action. Now, with regard to integral knowledge, verses 4 and 5 which you have given already, which you have studied already, these two verses, which are the most difficult verses, elucidate to us the most important elements of integral knowledge. The supracosmic, which is not extracosmic. The supreme reality is supracosmic. It is transcendental, but which is not extracosmic. It does not exclude the universe. And yet it is more than universe. because it is more than universe, the reality, the supreme, is supposed to be not contained in the world. And yet, the whole world is something that is within the supreme. Nothing is outside the supreme.